Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just tuning in, we were just talking about JP giving his daughter a cell phone possibly in the future. She's 10. She's asking. You know, whatever the right age is, it's hard to tell. But
full court pressing is more like it.
Yeah, well, she's pressing.
Yeah.
But the other day would have been good when she took her bike off and to bring her brother something, but didn't come back in a timely fashion. And it gets you. There's no question. But it's going to feel the same when she takes the car for the first time.
I know.
Man, that same feeling. It is a rough feeling.
I know, but then you'll be able to just
call her so she can answer her phone while she's driving and tell you she's okay.
And Monica, you made a point earlier that I've made 1,000 times. You know, we didn't have cell phones or anything. They had nowhere of knowing where we were, whatever
it is.
Right. But, and I get,
and they were really relaxed about us not being there.
Right.
Other than happy. Other than toying with your daughter's emotions, what made you flip?
I'm not toying with emotions. The truth of the matter is, I would get it.
But so what made you flip is what I'm saying. Like, what if you were, you know, all about you don't need it, need it, need it.
Because I saw what happened to Nicole.
So that's it. It took the one, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just saw that look of concern on her face. And I'm like, this isn't even about giving her that freedom. It's about you being able to get the answers you need when you need them. Simple.
Hmm.
That guy rationale right there.
Yeah. I mean, you could have called the house where she was.
Because you know what? I guess she could have done that. I guess she could have done that.
When you drove by, like you drove there, did you like pull right up to them or did you drive by the end of the street, see them and keep going, not let them know you checked?
No, we stopped.
Hmm.
We stopped.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Get on your goddamn bicycle and get home.
You're getting a whooping.
Yeah. I'm going to beat your ass the whole way there.
1973. Now it's like, okay, great. Good to see you.
Yeah. Oh, you're okay. Thank God. I'm so happy. You had us worried to death.
Right.
Do you want a cookie? You want some ice cream?
Right.
Good
Let's
God.
Go celebrate your survival.
Oh, my God.
Our parents weren't worried to death when we were gone for a while. They just got pissed.
Because they weren't inundated with these stories every day. You know?
Yeah.
They weren't inundated with horror stories, whether it's, you know.
Although they were pissed because they didn't know where we were, and they thought they were honestly worried about something might have happened to us, but they were pissed first and worried second.
Right. Chuck.
We're worried first.
Chuck on line 5. Go ahead, buddy.
JP, I know you meant well, but you know those things where you think you're doing great and it backfires later? This little story that you said you blamed it on a mom just backfired on you. So what you've done, you've created a lesson that she learned is that, yep, daddy's the man. Daddy makes the rules. Daddy puts his pants on. Unfortunately, mommy tells him which leg goes in first. So now what she needs something.
I see what your point is, but I know my daughter. I know she's going to be like, I just want her to like me better. That's all.
Does she get it that way? I guess that's Chuck.
She totally does.
She's going to learn to go to mommy. Mommy's going to say, I don't think so. Go to dad. Dad's going to say, well, I don't care. Get your mom. Okay. Hey, mom, dad said it was okay.
So just work on one that way.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
She's dividing her cup.
You created a fire, buddy.
Whatever. It wouldn't be the first
we'll
one.
See.
That's for sure.
See you guys.
Take care, dude.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks. Justin is on line 6. What age did your daughter get a phone?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Yeah, my stepdaughter, we got her a phone because we just left New York and she left all her friends and her dad. And so we got her one to stay connected. But we just got her a flip phone. So, I mean, it's dial in, dial out. There's no web access or any of that thing. My wife says maybe when she's 10, we'll talk about an iPhone if she's responsible with this one.
That will be phenomenal.
That's not a bad idea.
You know what, though?
Flip phone's good.
I can't imagine the look of horror on my daughter's face when we say, hey, we got your cell phone, and we hand her an old school flip phone. She'll lose her mind. She would be like, it would be like the kid who got juked out on Christmas morning where they really thought they were getting an Xbox and instead they got like a box of rocks, you know?
It's interesting, though, because it does take care of this and you'll end up with, you know, an iPhone, a nicer phone. This was fine for getting in touch with us for emergencies only. Like, that's the real basic thing.
That's Mima's phone. Because she thinks she's going to get an iPhone.
Call Mima.
Yeah, go ahead. See if meanwhile I'll buy your phone.
We got you the friends and family plan.
Which, by the way, the old ones are called. I hate the whole meemaw thing. It's so dumb.
Yeah. Is that what the grandmother preferred to be called?
She, you know, it's funny. When the kids
she came up with it?
When the kids were born, she told us that she was going to be called Meemaw. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I never even heard of it before.
Yeah, me either. But I've heard it in other places besides you.
Is it a Southern thing?
Yeah. I
have the same impression.
It's dumb. You know, I don't know, man.
That's because that's where I've heard it. Courtney's friends at UNC, their grandma, they would refer to it as Meemaw. And I heard a couple times.
When I told my mother, I was like, listen, my kids are not going to call you Meemaw. She flipped. Flipped. And I saw how, like, upset she got.
It was important to her.
All right, go ahead. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Meemaw it is.
What did she want it to be instead? Grandma?
What? I just figured grandma, nana, Grammy.
Whatever, something close.
Yeah, something along those lines. I've never heard of Meemaw. I'm like, what are you talking?
My friend Lindsay calls her grandma Meemaw, and I think that was the first time I've ever heard it. And they live in Plant City, and that's kind of like, you know, Southern.
My grandmother was grandma, and my great-grandmother was nana. She had a mustache.
There's a crap ton of different versions, people, because grandmas are younger or whatever, and they're young-minded anyway, and they don't want to be called grandma like the old lady. So I've heard G-ma. I've heard G-pa. I've heard a lot of different variations, so people aren't
G-ma, I think, would have been great, but she wasn't she wasn't having it. And Nicole's mother is Grammy.
Grammy sounds even older.
I don't disagree, but whatever. It's not
how old is she? She's in her 60s, right?
She's going to be...
That's what our grandparents were when we called them things.
I think she's about to turn 65.
Yeah, that's normal. It's just 65 is younger than it used to be.
Yeah.
65 used to be when our grandparents, it was old and crickety, sitting in a rocking chair on the porch, waiting for a 72.
Hey, Matt, on line one. Go ahead, Matt.
So my daughter was in kindergarten when she got her first phone.
Whoa.
But touchscreen phones weren't prevalent. She, you know, she's 14 now, so she was, what, 6? So she had got a flip phone. But as she got older, by the time she was your daughter's age, she had a flip phone or she had a touch phone, and it was great to be able to track her and know where she is. Monica, I'm from Buffalo. I get it. We didn't grow up like that, but different times.
Yeah. Your daughter isn't lost in her phone? You don't have any regrets about getting it for her that early?
Well, no, it's her second nature. She grows up. When I tell her to put it away, she'll put it away. And, you know, but yeah, all the kids get lost in them. I mean, I get lost in them. I mean, you sit at a dinner table, go out to dinner and watch The New American Family. Everybody's buried in their cell phone.
I will never forget the time. I think I've told the story.
Only if let it happen.
Roger and I were doing an endorsement campaign for Carrabba's, right? And we went down to, like, every quarter they would launch a new menu, you know, some new stuff on the menu. So we'd have to go there, you know, like 4 times a year, do a new tasting. And we're sitting at a table, and a mother, father, and a kid walked in. The kid was probably 4 or 5 years old. And as they sat down at the table, the mother reached it. And so we're talking about probably, what, 5 years ago now? 5, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
And we sit down at the table, and before they even get set, she reached into her pocketbook or a bag, whatever it was, kid bag, and pulled out a DVD player and set the DVD player up in front of the
kid.
First thing they did. And they set the DVD player up in front of the kid, pressed play, and now the parents were just talking amongst themselves. And I just turned and I looked at Roger. I go, look at that. And he looks over. I said, I can tell you this with all certainty. If my father ever saw me do that, he would wreck me in the middle of a restaurant.
Right.
Wreck me.
If you did that with your kids.
What do you mean, wreck me?
Embarrass you.
Verbally or physically?
Fight me.
Okay.
My father would fight me.
He would show the right thing to do by physically assaulting you in public in front of everyone. And that's how we do it.
Let's teach those kids a life lesson.
Makes no sense, but that's exactly what would have happened.
Right.
And I said to Roger, I go, there is not a doubt in my mind. Like, I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm not making it up. My father would crack me in the face if he ever saw me set up a DVD player, saw a cell phone at the table, any of that stuff. And I'm pretty strict when it comes to that. Like, when we're at the table, TV is off.
Right.
No phones are at the table.
Right.
None of that. Yep. None of that.
We did that the whole time with the girls until high school. And we were crunching time, and at that point, for it was early on. The four of us all watched Survivor. We'd watch it during dinner because otherwise we would never watch it together.
Okay.
Because they had to go do homework. So we're like, all right, this is the only time we cranked through it during dinner and that's it. Yeah. Other than that, their whole childhood, that TV was always off. Even though they watched a lot of Disney movies and stuff when they were kids. We allowed that, but not at the table ever.
I'm sitting there and these people, they're out to dinner, right? They have a 4 or 5 year old kid. Like, that would, to me, would be a time to engage the kid as the two of you, as both parents. Not like you have the kid and this one's running errands or that one's got the kid and you're running errands and doing whatever. Like, you have the opportunity to engage your kid and they chose not to.
Talk to them about their day.
Right.
Talk the three of you like a family.
You don't do that, do you, Brent?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely give the phone to the kid or whatever. But that's almost every kid these days. However, I'm better
at the dinner table.
At the dinner table, unfortunately, we
like
are
when you're out
for dinners at home, mostly since, you know, we're in a co-op, I don't necessarily have a dining room. But we will eat and watch, like you said, we'll watch our shows or whatever and we'll all sit together, but the TV is usually on.
Right, but if you went out to dinner, you, your wife, and your son, you're not setting a phone up in front of them to keep them occupied while you have a conversation, are you?
I'm not going to say we're not.
Really?
But if I'm one-on-one with him, like last night, I went out to dinner with him just because my wife went to a concert, and I had him, so we went out to eat. And
did you walk out of the house with a box of wine?
She definitely had something in her bag.
Yeah.
Real quick. That wasn't a box, probably a bottle or two. And he knows that I say no to that. I try to have the interaction one-on-one.
Especially one-on-one.
As much as possible. Plus, the place we went to had TVs on, too.
Right.
Which seems like every place these days, from
it
diners
does,
to chain restaurants.
So true.
And he didn't ask me once for the phone. And I made sure I was interacting with him and talking with him. And
so it's your wife that's the bad parent.
I mean, it definitely helps.
This is what we're learning.
Right. I don't know. I wouldn't say that, but it definitely makes it easier when, like, if her and I want to have a conversation or whatever, if he's off doing his own thing. And, you know, crayons these days. Kids are so used to having a tablet, a phone, any kind of digital stuff in front of them these days.
Right.
At home, hanging with their friends. It's just a part of what kids are today. That when they're not with it, unfortunately, it's more of an issue.
Yeah.
So crayons are boring. Although he does like to draw and that kind of stuff, in a restaurant, he probably would prefer.
So the worst thing is the crayons and the coloring stuff, like an Applebee's or something like that. That's the lowest.
My kids get the crayons and they know daddy's really good at word searches. So they'll do all the other stuff. When they get to the word search, they'll tap me in.
See, that's
to
fun. Help. That's fun stuff.
Yeah.
Family interaction. Look at this.
Not at Brett's table.
Give him the crayon so we can talk.
Right. Give him the phone and tell him to play in traffic while looking at the phone.
That might be a little much.
If he makes it back, we'll be already at dessert.
Good
what's
stuff.
What's Balls doing on the phone?
Really?
Balls.
Is he back?
I don't know. I saw a picture of Balls.
He's been like an endless road trip. If you follow his Twitter, it seems like he's been away for 2 months.
Balls, are you there?
Yo.
Dude,
what's up?
That thing you put on Facebook or tweeted yesterday, whatever it was, you look like you're running from the cops.
I'm not running from the cops, bro. I just need a shave and a haircut. I'm dying for a shave and a fresh cut. I wasn't getting it out in Dallas, so I'm back home now, though. I'm on the highway with Fabisca.
You look like death warmed over. And I'm not trying to be a hump. I know you knew that, so you thought it was funny. But
JP, he was on the road.
We were talking about it when we were doing our other show this morning. I'm like, did either one of you guys see that Balls thing? And Brett was just like, Jesus Christ.
I loved it.
Yeah.
That's
and you didn't even throw me a like on it. You're supposed to throw me a like on that, JP. Come on, bro.
I threw you
did I not do that? Dude, I suck at this stuff. You know that.
I threw you a ha-ha face.
Yeah, you did, Brett. Yeah, you did. Brett threw out a laughing emoji on my picture. That was awesome.
JP loves laughing emojis.
I do. I'm a big emoji guy.
So, Balls, you're back home. You're back in Florida. You're in Bradenton. What's going on? Everything good?
I'm headed back to Bradenton right now. I'm on 275 with Dominic Fibiscus, and we're putting out a brand-new Balls cast tomorrow, and it'll be online tomorrow in the evening.
Hey,
is there a Monica? You would know because I heard the best of the Bay voting
Monica
starts today.
Has to be blocked. Monica has me blocked on Twitter.
Monica, do you have him blocked?
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I just didn't follow him because...
Are you guys really surprised?
Yeah. I'm just not going to follow him, and he does his thing, and I do my thing, and whatever. But I didn't know, and I don't know why he follows me, because he'll randomly comment on stuff. And his comments, I think he's trying to be funny, and it's not. It's annoying and stupid. So I don't even want to see that anymore. So I just block it all, and I'll have to deal with it.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm smelling punch out.
How about this? Monica, I am funny, and my tweets are funny, and I don't have as many followers that you have, and you're on the radio every day, and I'm not.
Okay? I don't care. I'm not the one asking for likes and followers. I don't care if nobody follows
me. I'm not asking for likes
really
and
followers
care. At all.
You just ask them that you're supposed to stop a like on it, man.
Really?
Great imitation.
That was pretty accurate.
Monica blocked me on Twitter because...
Stop crying about it. Who cares? Yeah. What do you care if I do or not? Who cares?
Oh, you're triggered. Why are you so triggered, Monica?
Because I don't care. Well, I don't know why you care. Tell me why you care if I blocked you.
Because it's funny. That's why.
Well, then nobody can.
It's
next.
Hilarious.
Let's get move on. What else? What else you got, drunk?
A drunk calling another drunk.
Ain't that the pot calling the kettle black?
I'm just jealous. I'll be honest with you. I wish I were drunk right now. You're right about that.
I don't get it. I don't know why you did it, but whatever. It's fine. I don't care.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
You clearly do care if you're bitching about
it. Asking.
I'm not bitching about it. It's just Monica really blocked me on Twitter. And nobody blocks me on Twitter. I don't block nobody's fault.
That's right there.
Monica.
Right there.
I'll tell you what.
That sentence right there. Nobody blocks me on Twitter. Well, you know what? I do, bitch.
Yeah. And honestly, balls, if I knew how to do it, I would probably do it too.
No, you would not.
JP. He would start crying. That would trigger him. His whole world would shut down. Don't do it.
I tell you what, though. I'm going to call you out a little bit. When did you become a radio personality whore?
The whole time.
Because you started, from what I understand, you started with us.
Thank you.
Then you moved on to Calta.
Mm. Yep.
Then you kind of tried to get your hooks into Drew.
Yeah, he's #LOD and all over the place.
Right?
I see that.
Now I see. You're going after Opie.
Yes, absolutely.
After it's a cat right. named Mo.
Now, is this all in
ridiculous.
An effort to sell boxes?
Do you want to know my honest,
That's what we're asking.
Realness? Okay. I've listened to Opie for years. I've been on Opie's show. I've called in the Opie show a million times, but I've been on air with him. And the last time I actually was on air on Opie calling in, I sold 100 boxes. Literally 100 of them, okay? Cool. And I throw my Twitter, and Obi plugged it, and, that was that. And Obi follows me on Twitter, and I actually talk to him pretty much once a week. Not on Twitter, but, on the phone. And
really?
I'm not, calling into his show. Yeah, really. I've known Obi for years, man.
Why did you just start now, S and
Tell him I said hi.
D, why not do it the whole time?
Because, I haven't been on Twitter that long, Monica.
But longer than the last month?
Say what?
Longer than the last month or however long it's been since you've been starting with Opie. Why hasn't it been LOD the whole time or Mike Helta the whole time you've been on Twitter?
I never once tweeted LOD, Monica. So, again,
Really now?
Check my Twitter, okay? Yeah, I'm Roger and JP and Mike Helta, okay? So, come to your breaks, and I don't know why you're getting all, studio, up in the air with me.
We're just checking you out, moving from radio show to radio show. That's
right.
All,
Right.
Like a gypsy. Mm-hmm. One show to the next.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I love you guys. Aww. And you guys are, my dudes. And
we don't sell enough boxes for you?
Not like hope.
Mm-hmm. Stop it, bro. Don't be a jerk. Okay? Stop it. But we
got to go.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
we're running really late. We just got to.
Yeah, we got to run. There's probably another radio show that has a segment you can get in on. Somehow. They might be free at the moment, but we got to run.
Is Anthony Cumia doing shows on Fridays? You could probably get in on that.
He's probably been on his podcast.
I absolutely love how you called him out on that, JP. That's all I've been saying this whole time is just stop it. Yeah. Stop. Be cool.
And
be
I
normal.
Like the dude. I genuinely like him.
He's great.
I really do.
He's a great guy.
Just needs to know. He just needs to be him and not be.
Well, that's what he's being. I mean, that's.
If that's him naturally, I don't know. I feel like he's just being whatever everybody else wants him to be, and he just.
Like
I
being the Balls persona, you think?
I think he's too high in his head. I think he thinks he is.
So maybe we should start calling him Michael.
Michael Balls.
I would do that. I would absolutely do that. It's so much better.
Something about a Michael box doesn't really have the same.
My mic box. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't work.
All right, we're Roger and JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back.
On 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.